Sick Boys. What's going on, fuckers?
Yeah, we're on the line with Tommy from Poison Politics. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, Sick Boys?
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
Yeah, man. It's definitely been a couple years.
Yeah.
How have you guys been?
We're always good.
Yeah, we just keep on keeping on. Working, doing the radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're.
Yeah. Shit, man. A lot just happened. A lot changed.
Yeah. For anybody who's new to the show, Tommy here has drawn up four logos for the Sick Boys.
Yeah. The flyers you see fucking all over social media.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
He drew
Tommy
them up.
Guns. So.
Yeah, drawing them, man.
So let's talk about Poison Politics, because I know you got some stuff up on Bandcamp, but are you working on anything new with the reunited lineup and upcoming shows?
Actually, man, we do have this show right now that we just booked, November 16th, and basically we're back together. Everybody in the band has pretty much fucking just gone through hell and back, as far as family and you know, drinking and drugs and shit like that. So, everybody is sober. Not everybody's going to class, but you know, we're doing good now, and we're starting to try to show. We have a lot of material from back in the day, old stuff that is on Bandcamp. That I think our plan is to go and try to re-record it. A lot of the stuff. And just come out with a whole new album of like the older stuff, just redone, remastered, or whatever. And then after that, I think we're gonna try to do a whole new album, something new. We have some new stuff going on. And yeah, we've just been trying to do merch and shit too, you know, like t-shirts and everything. We're trying to get into that venture.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I saw you doing some DIY merch up on Facebook and stuff, so anyone who wants to check that out and support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school spray cans.
Anyone from California or wherever, someone like if they want us to send them something through the mail or whatever, we can always figure something out like that. Or, you know, I mean, we want to say, hey, we're going to get you guys some shirts too. That was like the whole plan.
Fuck yeah.
You know, we'll talk some more about that or something, and we want to send you guys a package or something,
because
you guys have always been really cool to us.
I mean, yeah, like, since the very beginning.
Yeah, been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
Oh, I was just wondering, so is this the original lineup that's getting back together now?
Yeah. What was that? Say that one time.
Is this the original lineup that's getting back together now?
Like I said, he's gone through so much stuff too, family, a lot of, you know, just shit, you know, and he's the one that, you know, going to classes, drinking classes now and stuff, and, you know, he had a kid too, he just had a kid, and he can't see his kid because of, you know, a lot of shit, everything, and so everybody's like really almost like at rock bottom, and so we really need to make this band now, so we got like so much to prove, because here in pretty much Colorado and stuff, we kind of got the reputation for being the definitely out of control, drunk, freaking band. And we've kind of got kicked out of a lot of places and stuff, so like I said, this is redemption, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Redemption. Alright.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you offend people, you offend people. That kind of goes hand in hand with playing punk rock, but I understand there's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference when you cross a line and you're a straight-up asshole. I mean, yeah, that can get around.
I've been there.
Pretty much, like, we couldn't play anymore. We couldn't play anymore because, like, you know, like, we all had to kind of just get fucked up or whatever. I don't know. It got out of control. And stuff. So, you know, like, we're getting older now, and we are kind of at that point now where we need to reevaluate the whole punk rock lifestyle. Keeping it, you know what I mean, and so just a lot more Coca-Cola and shit at shows, basically. You know?
That's cool though.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, is the water really polluted there in Colorado too? Like it is here in California? I'm guessing it is.
I don't think it's that bad, actually, because me and my girlfriend actually are trying to grow some pot, and you have to do all that pH stuff, checking all the balances. The water here, it's never that bad, you know. It's off, so.
Lucky them.
So the Rocky Mountain rivers and stuff, you know, where they're treating us good.
Yeah, so, any particular strains that you're into growing?
We try to get some clones from this dispensary. We have, like, Blueberry Headband. We had some OG Kush or something like that. But it's rough, man. It's hard, you know. I don't know. We're just starting out growing, you know.
Yeah, OG's, you know. OG's good if you do it right, but there's not a whole lot of yield to those plants.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, man. It's definitely hit or miss. You know, you have to have, you know, a lot of knowledge and shit, and so and equipment and stuff. And so we're getting there. We'll figure it out. You know,
the indoor Bible.
Colorado or something. If you guys ever come down to Colorado, man, we'll blaze.
And fuck yeah! Nice. There's a book called The Indoor Bible, and everything you'll ever need to know is in that book. When I got raided, they took both copies of mine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, another thing we wanted to say too is, like, while we're back and we're doing this stuff again, our like future kind of a goal that we're setting for ourselves is to try to take a little West Coast little tour, and we want to head out towards you guys, figure out where you guys are, and meet you guys, maybe play a show out there, and try to maybe.
Oh, for sure, we can set that up.
Yeah, for sure. They would love you here at Knuckleheads in San Clemente.
Yeah.
You guys would be a fucking hit there.
But, yeah, we could for sure hook you up with shows.
Yeah.
We know, enough local places.
We have enough local places that...
And enough local bands that we work with that we can make that happen. No problem. No problemo.
So,
you guys introduced us to some kind of nightmare too. So, we do have. I talked to them last time they were from Denver, and we are going to try to do a little show out here before too long.
Oh fuck yeah, dude, that's so rad.
Yeah, Molly is like a freaking hero of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing the fucking bracelet right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What she's doing out there, like spreading awareness for breast cancer, that's fucking awesome. So shout out to them.
That is. You know, shout out to some kind of nightmare, keeping all that hope and everything. You know?
That, and you gotta like respect the constant tour, never stopping. Just give it another name and keep going.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
They're like sharks, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude,
but you stay somewhere too long and you kind of start growing roots there, and it's hard to uproot you and move out from a place. I'm sure everybody can kind of relate to that,
especially like if you have kids or if you get married. It is so tough. I mean, they lucked out that they're married to each other, so but like fucking trying to do that with a family at home is so tough. It's so tough.
Yeah, man. I pretty much moved up to Denver to kind of a lot of shit and kind of job of fear and everything. So,
yeah.
A lot of changes happening in my life. And, you know, we're just, like I said, we're just really, you know, happy and grateful that you guys are helping us out. You guys are still.
Besides the bands that are playing with you on the 16th, I know you got The Hacks, you got Ballistic Biscuit. Another one's escaping my mind right now.
Drink Drink Punk,
remember?
Drink Drink Punk.
All right. Are they an Anti-Flag cover band?
Nah.
yeah, man. They do put some funny black flags. They do. They have a lot of fans that are getting covers and shit. That's probably where they kind of got that name from.
Yeah.
So, the guy, Hig, he's a really cool, like an old school punter dude. I like to do that name
All right. So I know we're going to put this out this weekend. So it looks like we're going to put some Trick Punch up there with you guys, too. You going to play with them anytime soon, you think?
We'll play with them. We haven't played with them for a while, but yeah, they're still
in the tape. Just a little tip, because I learned this from them. You can put, if you do a music video or whatever, you can put it out on Pornhub. No. So if you want to get just weird about it and get all sorts of freaky, weird viewers, put out a music video for Poison Politics on Pornhub.com. That's what I learned. Trick Punch did that.
Damn. Now that's on to something.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to Pornhub. There's something to watch afterwards. So when you guys plan on a new album anytime soon?
I got Class Rage right in front of me, so we're going to play some tracks off of that for this.
Yeah.
Little interview. And we'll have this up on Podbean and be playing it as well on podunkradio.com next Thursday.
Yeah, we'll toss it in rotation and then put it on Podbean. Fucking cool, man.
Thank you, Sick Boy.
Thank you. Fucking thank you for all you do. Hey, thank you for the Sick Boys theme song.
Hey, we are going to send, hey, I promise we're going to send that, like, as soon as we do record, again, that one is going to be on the list of song record. We'll send that to you.
Fuck yeah.
We'll send you guys, like, a care package, and, yeah, man, hopefully, like I said, man, we're going to try to work something out and go meet you guys in the studio, too.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that'd be rad.
That'd be rad.
That'd be super rad.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, man. Hey, we'll hit you up. We'll stay in contact. Keep fucking doing you, man. Dude. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No, but hey.
Thank you.
Hey, helping each other out. This is what it's about. All right, bud.
All right, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Later days.
Yeah, later days.
Bye. Bye.